This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ba'd. My brothers and sisters, it's very, very important for us to understand and keep in mind the fact that alhamdulillah, Ramadan al-Kareem comes. And this is the greatest blessing for us. Think about those people who are Muslim and who Ramadan comes to them also, because Ramadan comes, they are there, but they don't fast. I've heard all kinds of excuses. Oh, I get too tired, I get too thirsty. Of all the insane and completely stupid excuses that I've heard is, somebody said, I don't fast because I have to go to the gym. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Please understand, we fast because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to fast. Ramadan is the manifestation. Fasting is the manifestation. It is the proof that Allah is my Rabb. That Allah is my Rabb. Fasting helps me to focus on this fact that I live my life obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. That I don't need a reason to obey Allah. The fact that Allah said something is reason enough. There is no reason over this reason. This is the meaning of obedience. This is the meaning of Islam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us Muslimin in the best and the most, and the strongest and the most beautiful way possible. Now, brothers and sisters, remind yourself, and I remind myself again and again and again, that a day will come when we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at that time, we will realize the value of this month. Alhamdulillah, in this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for us to obey Him because He's changed the shayateen. All of us know, when we have experienced Ramadan, we know things are easier in Ramadan. Allah has changed the shayateen. Allah opens the gates of Jannah, shuts the gate of Jahannam, as we heard from the hadith which I narrated before. Allah makes it easy for us. Allah multiplies the rewards. Gives us more reward than He gives us in other months. Let us maximize the benefit of that. There is this treasure of rewards without a guard. Not only does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not guard the treasure, Allah is inviting us, come take it. How unfortunate are those who still don't take it. Forget them, think about yourself. And say, am I among those who is maximizing the reward from this? Let us maximize the reward. Let us pray tahajjud, make tahajjud fard on ourselves. We wake up for suhoor anyway, wake up a little bit earlier, pray tahajjud. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do this in the best possible way. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.